Welcome to Come Follow Me, Mental Health Insights with Dr. David Morgan. Each week we'll review a concept from the Come Follow Me lesson and talk about applications to improve our mental and emotional health. Hello, welcome to the first episode of Come Follow Me, Mental Health Insights. I am Dr. David Morgan. I am a licensed psychologist and member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and just had the idea that I wanted to start another podcast regarding the scriptures, especially Come Follow Me. As a psychologist, when I read the scriptures, every time I read them, I always see kind of applications to our mental health, things that we can do in order to improve our mental and emotional health. So that's what I want to do. Is every week talk about something from Come Follow Me, from the lesson that we're currently studying, and give some sort of mental health application to it. So here we go. First, I want to mention that I don't believe that the things I tell you in these podcasts are going to cure your mental health issues straight up. I get a lot of pushback sometimes when people say, well, you know, the gospel isn't the solution to all mental health issues. I believe that, but I do believe that the gospel does provide good insights, and it provides things that we can do that will help with mental health issues. I'm not saying it's going to help with all of them, and I'm not saying it's going to change everything in your life, but I do think it's going to help. So with that caveat, let's start. As you know, we're studying the Old Testament this year. In 2022, and I love the Old Testament. I was an early morning seminary teacher years ago, and Old Testament was one of my favorite years to teach. There's so many great stories in the Old Testament, and they have such great application to our lives and the things that we can do in order to improve. And we know we're supposed to liken the scriptures to ourselves. Nephi teaches that to us in 1 Nephi chapter 19. The scriptures, in my opinion, they don't need to be just these old stories of people that kind of like these cardboard figures that didn't have any personality or depth. These were real people with real experiences, just like us. And so I love kind of helping them come alive. That's what I used to do in seminary. And hopefully we can do that a little bit in this podcast. So this week we are studying Moses. Let me get there. Moses 1 and Abraham 3. And I want to focus specifically about Moses 1 today. In Moses chapter 1 is where we find the account of Moses having an interview with God, where he sees him. And there's a very specific part in there that I think is important. And Elder Uchtdorf gets to that. If you go to your Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families under the Moses chapter 1 section, Elder Uchtdorf talks about this. But in Moses chapter 1, Moses, God appears to him, speaks to him face to face. And in Moses chapter 1, verse 6, this is what the Lord says, "And I have a work for thee, Moses, my son." And we'll stop there. Two very important things that the Lord did in that very brief sentence. He established Moses' identity, and he established his purpose, his divine identity and his divine and his eternal purpose. He says, "I have a work for thee, Moses, my son." He says, "Moses, you're my son." That's the relationship that Moses has with God. He is divine. He is descended from our Heavenly Father. And he says, "I have a work for thee." He says, "Not only are you my son, but I have a job for you to do." So that's very, very important for us to recognize right off the bat that Heavenly Father kind of basically tells Moses who he is and gives him a job, or says he has a job for him. Moses goes on to have this very grand vision where he sees the entire world, every inhabitant of it, and he's completely blown away by this. He just thinks it's absolutely amazing. When the vision ends and God's presence departs from Moses, Moses is passed out for hours. He's completely drained physically from this amazing experience he had with God. And shortly after that, Satan comes to him. Now we're into Moses chapter 1, verse 12. And let's see, it says here, "And now it came to pass, when Moses had said these words, behold, Satan came tempting him, saying, Moses, son of man, worship me." Okay, let's focus on the last few verses there. Moses, son of man, worship me. We have identity and purpose happening in this verse as well, but the complete opposite of what Heavenly Father had done with Moses. Satan says, Moses, you're a son of man. You're not a son of God, as the Lord had told him. And then he says, and your goal, your purpose is to worship me. That is your purpose. Two very, very different things. It's important to understand our identity and purpose when we're dealing with any sort of challenge. If you remember, maybe you do, back in April 2018, Elder Brian K. Taylor talked about this. And he says the following. Moses learned of his divine heritage talking with the Lord face to face. Following that experience, Satan came tempting with subtle yet vicious intent to distort Moses' identity, saying, Moses, son of man, worship me. And Moses looked upon Satan and said, who art thou? For behold, I am a son of God. This great war over divine identity rages fiercely as Satan's proliferating arsenal aims to destroy our belief in and knowledge of our relationship with God. Thankfully, we have been blessed with clear vision and understanding of our true identity from the beginning. He goes on to say, coming to know these truths with certainty helps us overcome trials, troubles, and afflictions of every kind. When asked, how can we help those struggling with a personal challenge? An apostle of the Lord instructed, teach them their identity and purpose. That's the end of the quote. That apostle that Elder Judd is referring to, or Elder Taylor, sorry, that Elder Taylor is referring to in that last statement was Russell M. Nelson. And it was when he was president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, he was specifically asked, what can we do to help people overcome challenges with pornography? President Nelson told them to teach them their identity and purpose. Elder Taylor expands that, which I think is absolutely appropriate. And he says, how can we help people struggling with any challenge? He says, teach them their identity and purpose. I think that's super important. And I think that's something that we should all focus on. I think that if we understand better who we are and what we are about, what we ought to be doing in order to move forward, I think that helps us manage mental health issues. Again, I don't think it cures them. I don't think that's all that we need to do, but I think it gives us some sort of direction and kind of intentionality. Oftentimes when we struggle with mental health issues or emotional issues or whatever it is that holds us back, we kind of find ourselves in this state of inaction. We feel like we can't move forward. And I think that when we have purpose, when we know who we are and what we are supposed to do, we end up moving forward. Even if it's slowly, we end up moving forward more effectively. So each week, I'm going to try to give you a challenge, and this is something you can take or not, but I think it's important for us to act upon the things that we learn. And so the challenge for this week is to consider your identity and purpose. And I would have you sit down and write down those things. When it comes to identity, write down the things that you are. What, like for myself, I would say, well, I'm a husband and a father and a brother and a son and a psychologist. And right now I'm a first counselor in a bishopric, all those things. So write down those things that kind of constitute your identity, who you are. And then I think even more importantly, write down what your purpose is right now, what you think your purpose is. And this one might be a little more tricky. Some of you might think, I don't know that I have a purpose. We all have purposes, 100%. If you're having a difficult time coming up with your purposes, I encourage you, if you have a patriarchal blessing, to go read that. And you're going to find insights in there that are going to help you understand what your purpose is. So that's the challenge for this week. Sit down and describe your identity and then write down what your purpose is. And I think in time, as you better understand those things, it will help you kind of get past those stuck points in your life and figure out what you need to do to move forward. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week for the next session. Thanks for listening. If you want to learn more, please visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.ldspsychologist.com.